All right. Well, somebody who's going to be calling Wake Forest her house shortly, Sierra Brooks joins us. Welcome into the show.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. So going off to college from down in Florida, getting just far enough away where the parents can't drive to see you too easily. Is it going to be fun? Is it going to be fun or what?
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited. It's my dream school, and I can't wait to go compete for Wake Forest and get to be a part of that program. So I'm looking forward to it.
You know, I have my opinions about it, and certainly from a golf perspective, they've produced a lot of great female golfers. But what went into the decision or your thinking that Wake is your dream school?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I actually originally was committed to University of Florida, and I made that decision when I was young, and I was going into ninth grade when I had made that decision. And, you know, a lot of things changed over a course of 2 years. I was just too young to make that call. And I, you know, learned a lot more about myself 2 years later. Ends up junior year, I just wanted to rethink things and make sure my decision was right. And I looked at other schools and found Wake Forest. And it was just the perfect fit between the coaches and the team. There's nothing better. And I just loved the two coaches, Coach Kevin and Diaz and Diane Bailey. They're an amazing duo, and they work so well together. I'm just really excited to go there and get to compete for a national championship with them.
Well, before we get to your on-course exploits, especially the recent exploits, I mean, that leads me to wonder, what advice would you give juniors and parents of juniors who are starting to face these decisions? I mean, like you said, you committed to Florida, at least, you know, in your mind and verbally, when you were going, you were in ninth grade.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Way too early to make that kind of a decision. What advice would you give to young golfers who want to follow in your footsteps?
Oh, my gosh, it's funny to say, because I tried every junior golfer, younger golfer I play with that's coming up and trying to, you know, make those decisions. I tried to talk to, because it's, you know, it's something you don't really want to have to go through decommitting and having to, you know, go through that whole process again. But, I mean, my best advice is to just wait it out, and I would at least wait to junior year to really, where you really just feel like it's the perfect fit in all aspects. I mean, between the coaches and the team and how you get along with the girls on the team and, you know, practice facilities and just to see the team, how the team growth has been over the years. But one thing that was big for me about Wake is that the coaches just, they really care about you as people and not so much as golfers. And you tend to see that with colleges now is they, you know, some of them, I mean, they put a lot of pressure on the juniors to make a decision fast because they, you know, they want to try to grow their team as quick as they can. And it's just, for me, it was too young to make that call. And I think, well, too young for anyone to make a call like that. So I would just give it time so you know it's right. I mean, I think junior year was a perfect time for me to make that decision. I thought I was definitely mature enough and knew what I wanted by that time of my life. So.
Well, you know, and I think that's how the landscape has changed. I mean, even back when, you know, I was playing in junior golf and, you know, we kind of played more regional and state events. Now you tend to play more national events. So do you have the opportunity to talk to other players that maybe have gone through their freshman year or other girls who are in the recruiting process? I mean, I'm sure y'all talk and you have discussions and you find out who's going where. And I'm sure some of that plays an influence on things as well.
Oh, huge. I mean, that's the best thing you can do, really, is to try to get advice from other kids or other golfers that you get to play with who have been there and done that and have already made their decisions, because you actually learn a lot more from the girls who are already there and have experienced it and are in that college situation. So getting to learn from other players and other juniors is the best thing.
So what went into your decision to not, you know, go out there and try to turn pro right out of high school? I mean, there seemed to be opportunity for you to get some exemptions and get into some tournaments and see if you could compete on that level. What was your thinking when you put that decision together?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty neat because I've grown up with a lot of great, I've grown up with some great, amazing junior and amateur players and who have made that decision to, go pro right out of high school, and they have a lot of success out there right now, so from what I've seen, and which is awesome. And it just shows how, you know, the game is becoming younger and how good this crop of amateurs, how good they are. But for me, I think college is really important. You're able to grow as a person and a golfer there. And, I mean, the LPGA Tour is always going to be there. It's not something that's going to go away, and getting a degree and, you know, it's just getting the opportunity to be on your own is just something that I really think is important. And I think that'll help me for later in the future whenever I do choose to go pro.
All right. Well, we're talking to Sierra Brooks, and you had the opportunity to play in the U.S. Women's Open. What kind of experience was that?
Yeah. It was such an incredible experience. I'm so thankful and so honored I was able to make it there and be able to play, because that was an invaluable learning experience, really. I got to spend it with my dad. He's on the bag, and it was also over my 18th birthday. So it was, you know, no better way to spend your birthday than there. But just to be around the pros and see how they do it and get to learn from them was just the neatest thing. And I think I learned more that week about my golf game than I have ever before, and the things I need to do to try to get it to be to the best that it can be. And so it was, I mean, obviously getting to compete in the Open and play in an amazing golf course, Cordoval, was unreal. And you're playing the toughest conditions of golf. So it was an experience that, you know, it's like no other, really.
So
it was awesome.
Did you find yourself having any of those, like, oh my gosh moments, those starstruck moments? And did you, you know, what was it like being around so many people that you looked up to?
It was awesome. I was really just trying to soak it all in. There was definitely a lot of, like, oh my gosh moments, just because you see, you know, these are girls I've looked up to my whole entire life. And you know, just to be in the same, just playing golf with them, playing practice rounds with them, and in the tournament rounds, it was really cool. I mean, my practice rounds, I played with Nyan Choi and Brittany Lincecum, and, you know, just it's cool because you see, like, Christy Kerr and Paula Creamer, and those are girls that, you know, Paula, she was my role model. She still is all throughout my junior career, and to get to be out there with them was really special, so.
Well, and you've played in just about every major junior event that the country has to offer. And when you came out and you saw what they were doing last week at Cordoval, what kinds of things did you take away and say, okay, I need to work on that if I'm going to transition to that level at some point?
Right, yeah. And there was a lot that I took away. I'm so lucky that I've had this chance to travel abroad and play in some of the highest level junior events. I think that's really helped me for situations like getting to play in the U.S. Open or tournaments like that. I mean, I was just getting to play in those. I'm sorry, I kind of lost track of the question.
No, just what kinds of things you took away from the experience that you can work on to now know that you're going to make the transition at some point. How does your game need to change?
Oh, my game needs to change. I think the difference between seeing myself and them is that my game, I'm not playing to the best that my game can play in my decision making. I'm still a little bit immature in some aspects of my decision making. They play, they're so smart in every way that they play. They miss it in all the right areas. And you even see playing practice rounds with them, all the notes that they're taking. And it's really in depth and in detail. And that was something that I picked up on and that I don't do now. And I think that's just, you know, we're, as a junior golfer, you just go play a round of golf and you're done. You take little notes here and there, but you don't take it too seriously. But for the girls, it's a job. So you got to see that side of it. And I think that's the most important thing, is they get the most out of their game. So, and they're really smart with their decision making and their choices. And I just think that's the main only thing that I noticed difference between my game and some of the other girls out there.
Yeah, and as you get older, you're going to change. You're going to get stronger. Your game's going to develop in different ways. And I think you're being a little bit modest that, you know, you probably never really had to take that many notes. You were so dominant as a junior player that, you know, I imagine there were times that you could make poor decisions and still be successful.
Exactly. And that's the thing, is out there is everybody is so good. And every player out there is amazing. So no one's really – you'll have a chance to make that mistake. And if you do make that mistake, you're going to see the result. It's not going to be a win or a top finish. So you have to learn fast out there. And I think that being there that this week, being last week, and being at the Open, I really got to see firsthand that if I want to make that transition and get my game to that level, I need to start, you know, playing – smarter and doing all the things that I can to max that out. So I'm so glad I got that experience to be able to learn that now.
All right, so back in 2014, you played on the Junior Ryder Cup on the winning side. This is a Ryder Cup year.
USA.
So USA. What advice do you advice do you have to give to Davis Love et al. To help them win the Ryder Cup this year? I mean, what do they need to do? I mean, you were on a winning team. What does it take?
Yes. You know, it's interesting because we actually did we used a system that was also used previous years called the POD system. And I'm sure, you guys know what that is, obviously. We grouped up in groups of four, and it was two girls and two guys, two group. And in all of our practice rounds, we would play with them, and we really got to learn each other's game that way. And I just think that kind of the difference between the American side and the European side is that the Europeans have a lot of chemistry, and they know each other's games, and they're all, you know, they all work together so well. And I think for the Americans, I think if we can just, you know, really come together as a team, and, I mean, that pod system worked amazing for us. I'm sure it would work just as well for them. It has in the past. They won the year they used it, so... I think that's a pretty great formula that they should use.
Yeah, you know, the thing, let me ask you this, though. I mean, you didn't know if it was going to be your only chance to play in something like that. Was there maybe a sense of urgency on the team that, you know, this is my one chance, I better represent? I mean, does that make a difference, do you think?
I think it definitely does. I mean, you go out there you play with a really heavy heart. Like you said, that's like your only shot at getting to play in that event as a junior. And it only, you know, most of the players that get to play are juniors or seniors, and then they're out to college. So, yeah, I mean, you go out there with a heavy heart, but it's just, it's all inside of you. And you see it, like what I've been saying, is you see it with the Europeans, that chemistry, but even like with Ian Poulter, and they get loud and they play with everything they have. So, not that the Americans don't do that. We all do. Everyone goes out to go play their best. But there's just a little bit different chemistry going on with that team than I think our team. And I think they're just have a little more fire in their belly.
All right, Sierra, before we let you go, I'm just curious. I did get an exemption request from you that was one of the most well constructed notes I received of the 100 or so, but we'd already given our exemptions away for the Symetra Classic this year. Do you intend to continue to try to get into professional events while you're at college and play as an amateur just to test your mettle against the best in the world?
Yeah, definitely if I can. I just think it's such a great experience getting to play in those events. And I mean, I learned so much from all the two professional events I've gone to play in. So I think to just go get to test your game out there against the best golfers is, something that I think will just continue to help me for my college path throughout my golf career. So,
well, Sierra, we really appreciate you hopping on with us, and we hope you have a great rest of the summer and looking forward to freshman year at Wake Forest.
Thank you so much. It was so great getting to be on the show. Appreciate it.